Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichukwu today.
This is the house of God. And when we come into the house of God, we have number one purpose is to worship and praise his holy name. Lift your voice and worship you. Raise your voice and worship him. Lift your voice and worship him. Lekos in the libre de koshaya. Le yitos in the li kayara tosha. Le pare de sun de libre getos. Le bayakatos in the libre gapayanda. Le gerush in the libre getos. Le bayakate kayala brade sunaya. E pori de kayara bota. E pori de sun de libre getoshka. The Spirit of the Lord is here this morning. The Spirit of the Lord is here this morning. The power of God is here this morning, moving in our midst. The Spirit of the Lord is here this morning, moving in our midst in his power. Moving in our midst in his power. Le gosh in the libre getosha. Le bayakato shepaya. Le gerido sun de libre getea. Le bori de sun de libre gahaya. Hey. Ayala do shandaya. Oh, wave those hands to him. Father, we bless your name. Father, we bless your name. And we magnify you. And we glorify you, for you alone are God. You alone are God. Thank you for what you're doing in our midst. Thank you for the new month of August. Thank you for the new month of August. Thank you for the new month of August. Thank you for your presence, and thank you for your word that is with us. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' precious, mighty name we have prayed. Speak to us this morning. Touch our lives in a special way. Your word alone is enough. More than enough. Only speak, and everything will be set in order. Only speak, and everything will continue to flourish. Your word is all that we crave for. Our hearts are open, and we receive your holy word with such meekness of the heart, and we align with what you're saying. Thank you for the workings of your spirit in our hearts, working faith in our spirit, that every word we hear today will be mixed with faith, and will profit us in all things. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, for through the knowledge of you, we increase in grace and we are multiplied in peace. To you be all the glory, to you be all the honor. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, we have prayed. Let the people of the Lord say a very big amen. Clap those hands and bless the Lord. Clap those hands and bless the Lord. Come on, bless the Lord. Are you timid about praising God? Love songs, are you timid about praising God? Bless the Lord mightily today. Hallelujah. Before you have your seat, I want to welcome everyone to church, and especially those of you who may be worshiping with us newly. So make sure that nobody will be a stranger by your side today. So make sure, to your left and to your right, introduce yourselves and get them to know who you are as you get to know who they are. Hallelujah. Tell that person by your side, call them by their name so they know you meant what you're doing, and say, Happy New Month. How many of you are excited to be in August? Is the year running or what? Very fast, right? Praise the Lord. That's how our successes will be faster. Amen. Praise God. I have a word from God, fresh from God. Hallelujah. Kai, who is ready? Are you sure? The Lord has declared the month of August. And when I say the Lord, there are moons that the Lord tells me to name. I name it. I call it what it will be. There are moons that he tells me what it will be. This one, he told me what it will be. And he declares the month of August for us as the month of divine order and establishment. God is setting new orders into our lives, into our families, into all that we are called to do, our ministries, into our businesses. Things are being set in order. Listen, for you to have the results you've never had, you have to build structures you've never built. Let me say that again. For you to have the results you've never had, you have to build structures you've never built. What's happening this month is there is a divine grace for new structures. For you to break into a new level of prosperity, of success and excellence in life, you have to break into a new self. You have to come into a higher degree of character, of discipline. There is now grace to make us into the kind of men that will handle our new levels of successes. Things that were inconsistent are now going to be stable. Oh, somebody is receiving it. Things that were inconsistent are now going to be stable. There are many of us here that God has been pointing at certain things and talking to us. That's the new wineskin that is needed to be in place for the outpouring of the new wine. That's the new wineskin that needs to be in place for the outpouring of that new dimension that God has proposed and prepared for us. And this month is the month that another unusual, different degree, higher degrees of grace is released on us. Is released. Those places you've been trying to fix, those areas you've been trying to put together, and the Holy Ghost won't let go and be telling you, get this place in order. Get this place in order. This is the month that you receive abundance of grace for them to come into order. Whatever has been disorderly, whatever has been out of order, is now being brought back into divine order. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say divine order and divine establishment. Shout it again, divine order and divine establishment. Now, whenever you experience pain, a few years ago, I preached a message on the purpose and blessing of pain. Pain is God's messenger. What did I say? Pain is a message from God, an instruction from God that something is out of order. Have you ever put yourself in a position and maybe your ankle gets out of order? Maybe the way you landed or the way you're sitting. What do you experience? And once you experience pain, what do? You readjust. Pain is God telling you readjust. And once you readjust and get back to order, that pain ceases. So one of the ways to come out of painful situations, one of the ways to expire a season, a cycle of suffering that is not needed, is to ask the Lord to reveal to you with clarity, things that are out of order that needs to get back to order. Once you bring back order, everything starts working as it should. So see the scripture the Spirit of the Lord is giving to us today, and I want you to listen very carefully and open up your heart. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. I would like you to hold that neighbor by your side and read to that neighbor and read out loud. 1, 2, go. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his word, Ionos glory, Ionos doxa, Kai. Not aspiring glory. Not fading glory. Somebody say eternal glory. Abiding, enduring, excelling glory. That means that glory continues and continues to increase for all eternity. For all eternity, the glory on your life will never dim. But may the God of how many grace? Manifold grace. So there are diversities to the grace of God. Whatever the need be, there is a grace for it. Whatever the desire be, the dream be, there is a grace for it. And that grace comes from God. Somebody say, the God of all grace. Come on, I want to hear you. Are you here? Say, the God of all grace. Who called us to what? To eternal glory by Christ Jesus. I'm not called to shame. I'll never see shame in my life. I have a destiny. A calling on my life by Christ Jesus. Say, it's a call of glory. Say, my life is a life of glory. I live a life of glory and for all eternity. If you believe it, shout your loudest, amen. But may the God of all grace. Where do you need grace? Where you need help? I'm going to stop here and I'm going to come back to the scripture. I want you to see Hebrews chapter 4 from verse 14. My focus will be on verse 16. Pay attention. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who passed through the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, our profession of our faith. That which we say of him, that which we proclaim, let's hold fast. Let's be steadfast, consistent and constant with what we have believed and therefore what we speak of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, hold fast your confession. Say, you have a high priest. You know, a high priest is an intercessor. It's an advocate. We have an intercessor and an advocate at the right hand of the Father. So look at verse 15. I want you to read with me verse 15 and read out loud. One to go. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness. So far as this new man tabernacles in this physical flesh, this flesh is earthly and won't inherit the kingdom of God. And when we are done, we will lay it out. It will return back to dust. The Lord will give us an incorruptible flesh. An incorruptible flesh. You've got to understand that. An incorruptible flesh. This one will be laid off. Those who sleep before Jesus comes, it will be laid in the dust and it will return to dust. Then there are many of us who are going to be alive physically when he comes. And we will shed this flesh and be given another flesh, an incorruptible body. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? So, but for far as you are in this particular one, there are going to be weaknesses. This treasure is in earthen vessels. And the natural man is flawed. The natural man has weaknesses. The natural man may have the best intentions, but doesn't have the perfection of strength to carry out his intentions. The natural man is inconsistent. And that's why the Bible teaches us that no good thing dwells in this natural flesh. So you don't focus on it. You don't focus on it. You don't glory in your natural ability, in your natural intelligence, in your natural passion, in your natural talents. You don't glory in anything natural. No good thing dwells in this flesh. So let him that glory not glory in it. He said, we have a high priest who sympathizes with our weaknesses. Where the natural is limited, he knows. Where the natural needs help, he knows. Why? Because this high priest was in all points, tempted as we are, yet without sin. All the temptations we're going through, he was tempted as we are. All the trials we face, Jesus faced them and much more. So he knows, he understands, and he sympathizes. Tell your neighbor he knows. Say he understands, and he sympathizes. You know, there are people that feel like their weaknesses makes God ashamed of them. Me? No. God can't be proud of someone like me. That's the way they think. They feel like God is ashamed of them because of their weaknesses. God will never trust them because of their weaknesses. Let me explain something. Our weaknesses doesn't make God ashamed of us. Our weaknesses is what attracts the grace of God. That's what makes God come for us. He knows. And that's why Apostle Paul said, I will glory in my weaknesses. I will glory in my weaknesses. Apostle Paul, teaching in Lystra, had a man who had never walked from his mother's womb, listening to him in Acts chapter 14. And he looked at him, perceived that man was listening and faith was activated in his heart. Seeing that man had faith to be healed, he just looked at him and said, what are you waiting for? Stand up. A man that was lame from birth and never walked, leaped and walked. Whatever was lame, paralyzed in your life, as you hear the word of God this day, will leap and walk. We leap and walk. We leap and walk in the name of Jesus Christ. And so the people say, Jesus. The people say, what's going on? He said, the gods have come to us in human flesh.
sat with us. And so they thought it was the gods they used to worship, like idols. They looked at Barnabas and called him, what? Zeus. They called Paul, was it Hermes? He said he's the chief spokesperson. And they wanted to sacrifice. And when Apostle Paul them saw it, they came out and they tore their clothes. And said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. We are men with like passion. Men with human nature like you. But this is what we are trying to talk to you about, the living God. Stop this nonsense. And they began to preach. Now, the Jews who came from Iconium, where they were before they moved to Lystra, that caused for them to run away from that city, also came and instigated these guys and started resisting them. The same people that wanted to make sacrifice gathered them and started beating them. Can you imagine, in one way, you're being celebrated as a god? On the other hand, the same people are beating them, leaving them for dead. So Paul says, I'm not going to glory in times where I saw the power of God. I'm going to glory that this man that moved with power can still be beaten. That's weakness. That you're man of God, not God of man. That as much as the power of God can move in my life, I'm still in a place where I'll be in a ship and the ship will be shipwrecked. I could have just said a word and the storm will stop. Those weaknesses, is how we glory in them. And he begins to talk about the persecutions, about the things he had to go through. Somebody's out here. Wave your hands. Now, I want you to hold your neighbor, look them in the eyes. Call them by their names again. Let's get back to Hebrews 4:15 and talk to them and say, we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. We have a high priest that was in all points tempted, tried as we are, yet without sin. Say, tell him, our Lord knows. Say, he sees, he knows, he understands, and he sympathizes. So look at verse 16, which is where I want to land. That's my focus. Now, keep holding that neighbor. On this knowledge that we have a high priest, an intercessor, an advocate, one who stands in the gap for us, one who intercedes for us, a high priest at the right hand of the Father, and one who sympathizes with our weaknesses, what should be our response to this truth? Everybody, read to that neighbor. Hold that neighbor's hands and read to that neighbor and make sure he or she is hearing. Want to go? Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. The throne of God is the throne of what? For the world, those without Christ, is a throne of judgment and wrath. But for us with Christ, is a throne of grace and mercy. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain. Somebody say, obtain. When God makes something available, your faith has to take it. If God makes something available by grace, you have to take it by faith. You have to believe it. You have to speak what you believe. And you have to act in consonance with what you believe, in agreement with what you believe. So people don't enjoy grace because Jesus offered it alone. People enjoy grace because they obtain what was offered. That grace is available to every one of us. That
that we may obtain mercy on Wednesday.
Oh, can I stop for a minute and let us praise God for what he did here on Wednesday? Do I have loved sons who know how to praise God? If I can just get 1,000 of you that can praise, lift up your voice and praise him this morning. Lift up your voice and praise him. Oh, we give you all the glory. Did the mercy of God speak on Wednesday? Is the mercy of God still speaking for us? So you obtain mercy. Somebody say, obtain mercy. There's a judgment against you, obtain mercy. The accuser of the brethren is accusing you, obtain what? Obtain mercy. And then find grace. What does that word mean, find grace? Because there is distinct grace, unique grace for every need, for every unique gift. Find grace to help. Find grace to help in time of need. So if you've been dealing with inconsistency, if you've been dealing with weaknesses in certain areas of your life, and the Spirit of the Lord has been talking to you about it, and every time your heart is attuned and you focus on him and you begin to hear him and you begin to commune and fellowship with him, he keeps pointing at those places, those areas. And yet you start, and after a while, it's as if your strength is deflated, and then you go back again, and there's a whole lot of inconsistencies in those areas. It is time to find grace to help now. And one of the grace being released this month in an amplified measure because of the prophetic word is the grace to set you in order and give you establishment. Nobody can find establishment without the grace of God. Nobody. Man in himself is flawed and inconsistent. Man in himself, even when he tries to discipline himself, human discipline and determination will always fail. Look at Peter. Who so loved Jesus? Peter is a loyal guy. Peter is the last to run. When they came to arrest him, he proved his passion and the depth of his loyalty by bringing out a sword and attacking one of the soldiers. He told Jesus, if everybody else will leave you, I won't leave you. So from the depths of his heart, with the determination of his heart, he knew what he wanted. But Jesus told him, he said, listen, before the cock will crow what? Thrice. You will what? Deny me three times. Three times. What he was telling him is that your human passion, human determination, human discipline is flawed. He's too weak to maintain the fire of what God wants in our lives. Too weak. It's flawed. It's flawed. It's flawed. Those of us who have walked with God and the Spirit of the Lord by his grace has maintained our fire. Those of us who have walked with God and maintained that fire for years, every one of us understands the secret. We know that by strength of man, no man can prevail. We understand the secret of grace. Every great man in God's kingdom is a great man. Every great man is a great man. Heavily graced. Heavily graced. So let's get back to that scripture. Oh, I have something to tell you today. Let us therefore, let's get back to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. Everybody, hold that neighbor, call him by his or her name one more time. Say, Mr. David, say, hear the word of the Lord. And read that scripture to that person and read it out loud. One, two, go. But may God of all, the God of what? Who called us to his eternal glory by, after. So I told you every area of suffering and pain, every area of suffering and pain is an area out of order. And when God wants to correct it, what he does is that he begins to walk. Watch this. Watch what the grace of God does. Somebody say perfect. Make you perfect. Katatizo humus kapatizo. Make you perfect. Perfect. Katatizo. That's what the Greek word there is. Make you perfect. Now, what's the next word? What's the second word?
Establish.
Establish you. Sterizo. Sterizo. It means to set you steadfastly. Set you steadfastly. I want you to write this down. To establish means to set steadfastly. That means to make firm and stable. To make firm and stable. To set you steadfastly. Wherever there has been inconsistencies, wherever there has been disorderliness, God starts putting them together. Katatizo, forming, confirming, making stable, setting it in place. When you see people digging foundations, putting out their blindings and setting their columns, their pillars, and start casting and bringing it out, they finish the first level. That's one level. And they do the DPC. For those of you that know how to build, right? So the ground is DPC. When they finish, you can stand on it. And so the building is going on. But it's just foundation. When you want that building to go up, and they want to take it to the first floor, another level. Who is ready for another level? What you're going to notice is that the engineers and the builders will start setting up columns. What? Again. They start setting up columns, putting out beams, and they start putting those structures they are building shows that building is going up another level. Once God starts setting up beams in your life, once the work of katatizo starts and the work of sterizo starts, it means something is about to happen. It means somebody is going up. It means somebody is leaving the level where you were. If you were on the ground level, you're about to get to the first level. If you are the first level, you're about to go to the second level. After you've gone through for a while, how many of you have been through? How many of you have gone through? You've been through, right? How many of you are ready to leave the level where you've been? Then it's time for katatizo and sterizo. The perfecting grace will bring establishment And then he strengthens you. And then he settles you. He strengthens you. And then he settles you. That's going to be one of your prayers. This is not just a scripture to read. This is a scripture to pray. What you're seeing is a prayer. Throughout this month, Father, I thank you. For you are the God of all grace. And for you have called me to your eternal glory by Christ Jesus. I pray in this month that you perfect, establish, and strengthen and settle me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, you can pray it every single day because it's a prayer of supplication. Whatever level you are on now, there is a greater level available for you. So if you're in level 10 and you pray this prayer, you're going to level 20. You're in level 20 again, you pray the same prayer, you're going to level 40. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You keep praying this prayer throughout this month. And you're going to see the struggles of where you've been cease. You're going to see God manifest his strength in the places where you were weak. Your weak points are about to become your strength. I said the places where you were weak are about to become your greatest strength. Who am I preaching to this morning? I don't know who I'm preaching to. If you're at the back of the gallery, wherever, and I'm preaching to you, shout your loudest hallelujah. Shout your loudest hallelujah. Say the strength of God is being made manifest in my life. Shout it loud that the strength of God is being made manifest in my life. Put a praise on it. Put a praise on it. Put a praise on it. So you pray this prayer. And we're going to stand up to pray it. But before we do that, I want to give you one more scripture for this service. And then, in the next service, we're going to go deeper. And I will show you how God sets things in order and how God establishes things. Powerful. How God, for example, the Bible says in Job chapter 22, verse 28, it said, you will decree a thing and it shall be established. It's not enough. I just showed you one. So it means that this month is not a month of crying. It's a month of decreeing. You don't just say, oh, the Lord is going to establish me. No, you have to know how he does that. He uses your own tongue and your own authority to do so. Anything you want to stop seeing in your life, you must seize. Anything you want to stop seeing in your life and you want it to cease, you must speak it forth. Somebody say, speak it forth. In authority. But we're going to go into that in the next service. I will show you certain things. But first of all, let's read this scripture. Stand on your feet. Proverbs chapter 16. Verse 3. Give me the NIV of it. Okay, let's start with New King James, and then we're going to go to NIV. Kai maieto shaka. Lembrendo zandein darabarito shandala brakataya. Lebaride kaya labrando sandaya. Lebrende koz in the lindarabalita. Let's read and read out loud. One, two, go. Commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. How many of you have thoughts for your life? Means your visions, your dreams, your plans. How many of you have plans? How many of you have plans for your families? How many of you have plans for the work of God and the ministry that God has given you? How many of you have plans for your businesses? For your education. How many of you have plans? Okay. It says, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. Let me say it in contemporary language. Your dreams will come to pass. Your dreams will come true. God will establish it. Make it steadfast. Settle you in it. It won't be hit and run experience. Sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't see it. It won't be about rising and falling. You'll be consistent and constant. Consistent and constant flourishing in it. Give me the NIV, I like it. Then we're about to pray. Give me the NIV. Everybody read and read out loud. Want to go? Commit to the Lord whatever you do. You want establishment. Establishment also means success in whatever you do. That means you have been established in it. This month, this month, this month, this month, this month. How many of you will take a minute or two? Get your hands and your eyes off anything else, including Bible, close it now. And let your heart be fixed on God with all sincerity and intensity. Believing that when you open your mouth, you're praying and God hears you. How many of you will commit this month of August into God's hands? Commit everything that God has put in your heart to accomplish this month into God's hands. How many of you will open your own mouth because your neighbor is praying for himself? How many of you will genuinely commit and you don't think it, you pray it. You open your mouth and pray it. The month of August, commit your family. Commit the ministry God has placed, called you to fulfill in God's hands. Commit yourself. Commit your departments. Commit your fellowships into God's hands. Commit, 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 commit the disciples, the new converts that God has placed over you, that God has placed in your hands, into your God's hands, that place that God has placed under you, into God's hands. Commit, commit, commit your health, commit your family, commit your businesses into God's hands. I'm sorry if you can't pray, but there is nothing else I can do for you. If you can't pray, you've got to receive. You've got to, you do that. He that asks receives. If you're not asking, you're not receiving. If you're not praying, you're not receiving anything. Kaya lose, Haya.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we commit, Lord, this ministry into your hands. We commit this church into your hands. We commit, Lord, the prophetic visions, the prophetic words and revelations that you're giving us, oh God, into your hands. We commit, oh God, every project, every work that, oh God, you've moved our hearts to embark on, even this month, into your hands. Lord, we commit every family. Lord, we commit every family into your hands. We commit every child, every teenager. We commit, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, every child, every teenager, every father, every mother, every spouse, every husband, every wife, every man and woman, right here in this church, our partners and our affiliates, into your hands in this month of August. We commit, Lord God, self-families,
and oh God, church groups, Lord, tribes and church groups, we commit, oh God, self families, pastoral care fellowships, tribes and church groups, we commit, oh God, departmental teams and directorates, we commit the ministry office, we commit the ministry office, oh God, into your hands, we commit the fellowships, the married men fellowship, the married women fellowship into your hands, oh God. We commit, oh God, our partners into your hands. We commit our world mission, the apostolic summit tour that is beginning, our media ministry all over the world into your hands. We commit, oh God, our businesses into your hands, the businesses of lost sons, our investments, our careers, the education of your people into your hands, oh God. That you establish them, that you establish them, that you establish us, that you establish them, that you establish us, you establish us in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Leborata, say, my Father, the God of all grace, who has called me to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, I pray today in this month that you make me perfect, establish me, strengthen me, and settle me in the name of Jesus, that you perfect, that you perfect, that you establish, that you strengthen, and oh God, settle me in a kato shagata, in new dimensions, on new heights, in new levels, this month of August. Open your mouth and pray. La do shandeli bregedesh, le paliketo shagata, le brande ko sandalita, le bregede karunde shaga, le brande kayala bragadesh, le brande gele bradosa, le brande karide, rabo shandelia, robore sota, le brande ko shandelika. Yes, Lord, la ye porta, let that perfecting grace, let that perfecting grace, let that perfecting grace intensify, increase in his walking in our hearts, in our lives, in our homes, in your churches, Lord God, everywhere, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands and give thanks. Begin to receive what you've prayed for and give thanks. Begin to declare that you receive what you've prayed for and give thanks. Oh, Kayetosha, if you were weak in praying, receive grace and strength to pray effectively. Receive grace and strength to pray. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. Everywhere you are, lift your hands to the heavens and lift it very high. I decree and declare that this month for you and I, and for this whole ministry and all who are tied to us, is a month of divine order and divine establishment. Everything that was out of order now is set back in order. Everything that was inconsistent is now set steadfastly, consistently, and constant in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you were weak, there also the strength of God is being manifest and magnified in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Somebody rejoice. If you know it in your spirit, something in you is going to be shouting. Something in you is going to be shouting. Something in you is going to be rejoicing. If you know it, if you can see it, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.